Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life After Happiness. Today, my guest is going to be Mojo from Joe Millionaire. She has done a lot of work since then, and she's also going to be in an upcoming film called Perfect Serial Killer. Is that right?
Yes. My full name is Melissa Hunter, and my nickname is Mojo. And, yes, I was on the show Joe Millionaire on Fox Network a couple years ago and made the final four of the 20 girls. And, yeah, I have a lot of upcoming projects, and I've done quite a bit since the show. It's actually snowballed into a lot more for me. And, you know, I made the big move from Indiana out here to Hollywood, and I'm keeping my mojo working.
So tell me, what made you decide to do modeling, or for that matter, acting?
What made me decide to do modeling instead of acting?
No, what made you decide to do modeling as well as acting?
Oh, well, it's pretty easy. You get paid to stand around and look beautiful. I mean, come on, think about it.
And acting?
Acting is something, you know, it's more of a skill, and out here in Hollywood, it's really difficult because some people, you know, study their whole lives and go to acting school and everything else, but I was on the Fox Network show, Joe Millionaire, and it literally changed my celebrity status overnight. I mean, I went from just being a normal, you know, Midwestern girl in Indiana to the next day, people in Italy and everywhere I went, people would tap me on the shoulder and know who I was. I mean, it literally changed my life overnight. So, you know, I'm smart enough to say, hey, if they gave me all this exposure, I'm going to try to make the most of it. And I moved out to Hollywood, and, you know, I've done a few more TV shows, and I'm doing, you know, I'm studying the acting. And granted, I don't have the skills that a lot of girls, you know, that studied their whole lives for acting have, but I have the smarts, I have, you know, the looks, hopefully, and I'm smart enough to make, to know that I need to study more and increase my skills. So, yeah, I mean, you got to make the most of the opportunities that are given to you.
Yeah, I'll say this. I mean, you were the one that was probably the most memorable on the show. Because,
thank you.
Well, the reason I say that, you know, I don't know if you saw the next Joe Millionaire, the one with David Smith.
Yes, actually, I did. Fox flew me over there, and this is like some insider information right now. This is like the behind-the-scenes scoop. Nobody really knows this. But Fox Network flew myself and maybe two other girls, finalists from the first Joe Millionaire, over to Rome to do cameo appearances on the next Joe Millionaire. But they never aired it on the actual show. But I got a free trip to Rome, Italy, you know, just from Fox, just because I was on. Excuse me?
Did you ever meet David Smith?
You know what's funny? He walked right past, because I was staying with the cast, I was staying with the crew, actually, and they didn't want David to see me, because he might recognize me from the first show, and then he'd know, you know, like a little more of, you know, just, I mean, he was already in on the scoop, but they didn't want us to clash. And one morning I was eating breakfast with the crew, and David came in, and I was just like, oh, my God, I should totally be on this show because he's a cowboy, and that's, you know, I'm a cowgirl. I totally wanted a cowboy.
There were a lot of people, they said they just wanted to see Mojo and David Smith. There was a whole bulletin board thing. I'm not sure if you ever saw it. But
no,
it just,
I agree. I think he's a total hottie. So I don't know his, I know, like, the girl he chose, they ended up living together for a while, but I don't know if they're married or what now. But if he's single, tell him to call me up.
Yeah, it was just like everybody was saying, oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, because it's sort of like Mojo, like all the other girls, they were just sort of wearing the cowgirl hat just to show off. But, I mean, you wore it without any, you know, and everybody was sort of like, okay, yeah, definitely, yeah, Mojo, yes, Mojo should be on this show, yeah.
Well, it's all about just being yourself and having a genuine personality, you know, like whether you wear hats or not doesn't matter. I wasn't trying to stick out. It's just my personality to have fun and, you know, throw a hat on if I feel like it. It's not an attempt to get attention. If it did, I mean, that's great, but, you know, it's just part of my personality. I love dressing up. I love accessories. You know, I'm the accessory queen. So, yeah, it's fun, especially on the red carpet now here in Hollywood. I mean, you know, it's just you got to show your personality through the way you dress and just, you know, your actions. Your actions speak louder than words.
And I'm sure that what you've done, when you've done your modeling or your acting, you must have had a few celebrity friends or, for that matter, gotten to know some of the people you meet on your film.
You know what's so amazing is that I'm still a little, you know, I'm very humble, but what really, really just skyrocketed my viewing of my own self was when I met Snoop Dogg. And I've met him like two or three times now, but I met Snoop Dogg at a Indianapolis concert, and I got to go backstage because, you know, all the bouncers knew me from the TV. So I got to go backstage, and I met Snoop Dogg, and he said, "Mojo, I seen you on TV. You look sexy." Literally almost passed out. Like, I literally almost fainted because Snoop Dogg knew who I was. And then, you know, I've been to, like, American Music Awards and things like that, and I've met Tim McGraw. He said I was his favorite on the show. I mean, these people are people I look up to, and I'm like, oh, my God, they know who I am. Like, it just changed my view. I can't fathom that 40 million people in the U.S. watched my show, and then it aired in, like, 22 countries around the world. I just can't imagine that many people. It was crazy.
No, in all fairness, I mean, you know, when you go back to the show, you know, it's sort of like you and Evan were not exactly introduced on the most honest of pretenses. I mean, you were told something about him that wasn't true, and you were basically led to believe he was something that he wasn't, you know?
No, right. You know what's the backstory of that is when we went on this show, all we knew was that the way I got on the show, I received one email that changed my life, one casting call email, and it said, "We're looking for girls who are open to finding love in a romantic foreign location." That's all I knew. I had no idea it was Fox, no idea I was going to Paris, no idea I'd be living in a castle and that it would be a huge primetime major hit show. I mean, that one email was a week after the deadline, and I could have easily deleted it, and my life would be totally different right now. But I said, what the heck? I'll send in my information. I'm single, you know? So I send in my information. I had to do a 37-page application, a phone interview with a special investigator, phone interviews with special investigators, psychologists, like blood tests, drug tests. Like, we had to do everything to get on that show. It's amazing because when we went over there, we knew it was a bachelor type of show. They told us there's going to be one guy and 20 girls. But the stunt was when we got there, they said, oh, by the way, he inherited $50 million. We're like, okay, even better. But they told us that he owned the castle and, you know, we'd ask him where the bathroom was and he wouldn't know where the bathroom was. So the little red flags kept popping up everywhere. We were like, okay, something's fishy here. Something's not right, you know. We'd ask him what he's going to
say. Sort of figured it out. Like, he doesn't know where the bathroom was, and there were certain red flags that everybody could sort of tell.
Right. I mean, we knew something was up, but we didn't know that the whole show was based on which girls were there for love and which ones were there for money. The producers never pulled us aside. Like, we actually did not find out the true meaning of the show until we got home. Like, I remember flying home from Paris, and then the very next day, Fox aired the TV show commercials on television. And I literally fell to the floor laughing. I was like, oh, my God, the whole show is about which girls were there for money and which ones were there for love. And I was there for love, and he let me go. This is going to be great. Like, I literally fell to the floor laughing because they never pulled us aside and told us, except for the last two girls, because he had to tell them face-to-face that he lied.
does it hurt you that he lied to you?
Not at all. I mean, not at all. He did, you know, I mean, it's kind of false pretense, but, like, it made a great show. I mean, that show cannot be duplicated at all, ever. I mean, it just can't, you know?
Right. Just from your MySpace page, you know, I can tell that you're into, like, psychic intuition channeling and talking with the other side. And,
right.
You didn't necessarily have to tell me that, you know, for the interview. I mean, I saw it on your MySpace because, you know, you listed an interest in, like, I believe her name was Sylvia Brown was one of your interests. How long has this been an interest of yours? What led you to be interested in this?
I've been interested in intuition and psychic ability right before the Joe Millionaire Show. My website, by the way, since we didn't mention it, is myspace.com/mojomodel, MOJOMODEL. And basically, I've been listening to books on tape and reading books by Sylvia Brown, and then there's also a book called Increasing Your Intuition. And that's what kind of got everything started, is that, you know, I made a list of what I wanted to accomplish within the next year a few years ago, and one of my top goals was to go to Paris by a certain age. And I actually got to go to Paris and on the Joe Millionaire Show. So it's funny that once you're in tune with yourself and what you want in life, you're kind of like a magnet and everything starts coming to you. And, you know, everything that's out there now, like the Law of Attraction and The Secret. And I'm actually very in tune with myself and the universe. And I have had a few experiences channeling the other side.
Want to talk about those experiences?
Sure, definitely. The first one actually happened here in, well, I've had a few, you know, minor experiences. Like when you lose somebody close to you that you really, really love, like, you know, a family pet or a family member, like a grandfather or a grandmother, you know, that's the first time that you feel like such a loss or such a sadness. And you're wondering where that energy went and you know, if you're ever going to feel it again or see them around you again. And my first experience was back in college and when my pet died. And it was a dog, and basically it came to visit me after it passed away. I was kind of like half asleep, half awake in my little college apartment at the time, and I heard my patio door open and my little dog, you know, pitter-patter his feet through my apartment and like right by my bedside, and then, you know, just a brush of air came over me, like, you don't have to cry anymore, it's okay, I'm fine, and you don't have to worry about me anymore. So that was kind of like my first experience. And then something similar happened with my grandfather. Basically, you know, a year after they pass away, they kind of visit me in a dream or half dream, half awake state. And then so this was a few years ago, but now since I'm reading books and going online on how to increase my intuition and psychic ability, now I'm getting even more energy. Like I can feel energy around me sometimes. And I read online that the best way to communicate with that energy is to open up a blank Word document or get out a piece of paper and start writing. And so when I felt this energy one time around me, and so I open up a Word document and I say, who is this? And it says Billy. And basically Billy was one of my mother's best friends that had just passed away, like a few months before I talked to him. And it was really weird because I was like, okay, what's it like on the other side, you know, because I don't know how to do. And when I say I'm talking to these people who are deceased, it's not like I can hear them verbally. It's more like telepathically they're communicating with me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm writing, you know, on my Word document, I said, who is this? It said Billy. And I said, you know, what's it like on the other side? Because I immediately knew it was my mom's best friend that had just passed. And he said, oh, it's great. And I said, what do you want me to tell my mom? You know, because I'm not good at this stuff yet. So I want to get to the blunt of it really quickly. So I said, what do you want me to tell my mom? And he said, tell her I love her, I miss her, and I'm always thinking of her. And then and then he kept saying something about a red truck, and that was it. Like, the energy ceased, and I immediately started crying for no reason. It's like the energy comes through my hand, and then it releases through tears when this happens. So the channeling was over, and then I later go to run some errands and things, and I call my mom to ask my dad a question, and I hang up, and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot to tell my mom I talked to Billy. You know, and Billy's dead, so that's kind of weird, but my mom's psychic, too, so she understands that stuff. So I call her back, and I'm like, Mom, I talked to Billy today, and she just got really quiet, and she was like, what? She's like, what'd he say? And I said, he loves you, he misses you, and he's always thinking of you. And she said, Melissa, you know, for the last 4 or 5 days, I've been crying my eyes out, wondering if he's still around me and wondering why he left me. So, it was just like a validation for her that he was still around her. Like, he wanted to get that message to her that he's still around her and he still loves her. You know, like, they were best friends. And I told her about the red truck, and she said, Melissa, you don't know this, but his family gave us a red truck when he passed away, and your dad and I were just arguing yesterday on whether we should sell it or not. And I was like, well, Mom, I don't know if you're supposed to sell it or not, but he was saying something about a red truck. I just think that's so weird, because you know how on TV sometimes you see psychics say something about a red truck or whatever? I'm actually having those experiences now, and it's only because I've been studying it and trying to increase that skill. So if anybody, you know, if any listeners out there think, you know, have these psychic feelings or intuitive feelings, they need to really read, you know, Sylvia Brown books or John Edward books or Abraham Hicks, Edgar Cayce. Just try to, you know, increase that skill, and you'll be amazed at what happens. I mean, you can't think that we're the only ones in this world. I mean, you know, where does that life energy go to once it's gone? I think it's still around us, and there are ways to communicate with it.
Now, you have a new movie that's coming out called Perfect Serial Killer.
Yes, and after this, we'll have to wrap up real quick, but I do have a movie coming out hopefully in next year, 2010, called The Perfect Serial Killer, and I play one of the lead roles, and actually you can go on imdb.com and get more information, but the writer of the movie is one of my good friends, Dee Dee Bigelow, and I play one of the lead characters, Mary Pickford, and basically it's about a perfect serial killer. I can't give away too much of the information because it's still in pre-production, but definitely stay tuned because that will be coming out soon.
And that'd be wonderful. That's wonderful. And okay. What I'll do, just so everybody will listen, I'm going to put a link on my link section to her MySpace page. All right?
Okay, awesome. Yeah, to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/mojomodel, and then also the link to the perfect.
Can you send me if you want to send me any links? I can link them to my link section.
Hey, fantastic! It was great talking with you today, and hopefully I'll come back on and give you some recaps.
That would be wonderful, yeah. Or maybe you can get close to me.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.